Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute your way with something to say. We are on Brachos 15, talking about washing hands with water before anything else. Rav Chista would curse one who delays praying, some explain until after the allowed time, until he can wash his hands with water. This refers to delaying Kriya Shema, which must be said within the first 3 hours of the day, but one should travel to wash with water before Tefillah. How far should one go to get water? He should go up to a parsa for a meal. This is only if he's traveling in the direction that he was traveling. For one who must backtrack or go to the side, or one who is not traveling, he must go only until one meal. What we can learn from here is, just as we talked about yesterday, making sure you daven and learn before anything else, so too you should make sure to get rid of that ruach hatama, to wash your hands before anything else. Ideally, to really be within 4 amos or 8 feet. If your bathroom is close, they say it's okay. A lot of people have the washing basins next to your bed. If you have little kids, it's not so ideal, not so realistic, but definitely we should have it close by. And if it's not close by, we should arrange it that it should be close by. We should make sure to take care of ourselves, that we start off the day clean, wash our hands, get rid of that tumah, and then start about the rest of our day. Because if we don't do that, we don't start in the proper mindset, we don't start in the proper frame and the proper way. So make sure to have those things. And of course, wash your hands throughout the day if you're going to have bread or whatnot, so that you can make sure to have the rest of the stuff. Because we don't want those curses from Rav Chista, God forbid. We want to do it in the right way. Wash first, then pray. Wash first, then eat, especially the bread, to go about it the right way. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 16 here on the Audio DDD with T.